This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel has downplayed U.S. fears of a humanitarian catastrophe if Israel launches a planned ground invasion into Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah. Netanyahu told a visiting bipartisan U.S. congressional delegation Wednesday that civilians will be able to flee the fighting into other parts of the war-torn territory.
People move down, they can move back up. They don't have to go into north of Wadi Gaza, but there's still 65% of the Gaza Strip left open, and people just move. They move with their tents.
Israel says a ground offensive is needed to destroy thousands of fighters in Rafah from Hamas. The planned invasion has raised global alarm because the city on the Egyptian border is jammed with 1.4 million Palestinians in sprawling tent camps and UN shelters, most of whom have fled fighting elsewhere. Israel has ordered a number of Palestinian hospital patients back to the Gaza Strip after they're done with treatment in medical facilities in East Jerusalem. Linda Granstein reports from East Jerusalem.
Hanan Sharadan says she'd like to go back to her home, and if it was safe to go back to northern Gaza, she would. But it's not safe, she adds. These women and their babies, as well as 11 cancer patients in nearby Augusta Victoria Hospital, had already packed their suitcases because they were supposed to be returned to Gaza last week by COGAT, the Israeli army unit which deals with Palestinian civilians. But Physicians for Human Rights, along with two Israeli human rights organizations, appealed to the Israeli Supreme Court, which granted a 30-day stay while COGAT explains its reasons for transferring these patients. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, East Jerusalem.
Russian authorities say the death toll in last week's Moscow concert hall attack has risen to 143. Health officials said 80 people injured in the attack on Kroger City Hall are still hospitalized.